There's not a lot of trust between Pakistan and its neighbor India either. The two countries have been rivals since the British partition of the Indian subcontinent in 1947. Lamet Hassan is an Indian currently living in Pakistan. Her husband, who's also Indian, is the Islamabad correspondent for the Press Trust of India. The two of them write a blog called The Life and Times of Two Indians in Pakistan. In a recent blog entry, Lamet Hassan wrote about the experience of being watched closely by Pakistan's government. She and her husband use the Hindi or Urdu word bhai, which means brother, to refer to the men who observe their every move.
They follow us around everywhere. They're like our shadows. And that's one thing that struck me about Pakistan when I first came in. We knew that we'd be followed around, but we didn't know that, you know, it'd be so blatant. Like, they'll be all over our place. They'll be, like, keeping tabs on us 24/7. They'll be outside our gate, parked there all the time. And they'll follow us around, like, even so much so that if I step out to buy vegetables, they'll follow me up to the shop. And even if I, like, step into a jewelry shop, they'll follow me inside. And some of these shops here are, like, really tiny. And there's barely enough space for three people. But even then, this bhai will come in, you know, and stand really close to me and try and make me feel awkward. So, you know, it's like all these things since we've been here for over 2 years now. So all these instances were like kind of just piling up in my head. And I decided to write about them. Initially, of course, I wasn't very keen because we thought we'd get into trouble. But then, you know, we just decided to kind of write about it.
Now, your husband is a journalist. Do you think of yourself as a journalist as well?
Well, actually, you know, I'm a journalist, but I'm not allowed to work here because they have this very strict reciprocal arrangement of two Indian journalists in Pakistan and vice versa. And I'm not, you know, I can't possibly upset the quota. So I'm not allowed to work here, and hence the blog, since I have all the time.
I mean, the Pakistani authorities, the way they follow you around is pretty fascinating. What do you think they would say is their reason for keeping such close tabs on you?
You know, since we're Indian, so they're not very comfortable with our presence here. So that's the reason they follow us. But, you know, if you ask them, I mean, there have been times when our Pakistani friends have asked them why they follow us. And, you know, they say things like, you know, that's for our own security. That's the reason they give people, you know, that times are bad here. And they keep a tab on us so that we are safe, you know. Which is, in fact, true also in certain cases, you know, where we could have been in trouble. And I feel good, you know, when they're around.
You do feel good. You're glad.
No, only sometimes. Most of the time, it's like really irritating to have them follow you. But there are times, like, for instance, if I go to Appara, which is near the infamous the Red Mosque, that's like a no-no area for Indians. So if I go to Appara, and if my bhai decides to come after me, you know, I feel safe. You know, that for instance, if I get into trouble, he's there to kind of, you know, save me. Or at least in the worst case, if something happens to me, at least he'll get back to my husband and inform him, you know, that something has happened to me. God forbid.
How long has it been like this with Indian journalists in Pakistan being followed so closely? Does it go back a few years? Does it go back?
It's been forever.
Forever, yeah.
It's not just us journalists. I think every Indian is followed, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For you, does Pakistan feel very different from India, or are there ways in which the two cultures are very familiar?
See, it's different, yet a lot of things are the same, like our languages are the same. You know, I come from, you know, a place in India where we speak Urdu, and here too it's Urdu, so it was very easy for me to get back to Urdu. But for my husband, it was slightly different because he comes from an area where they don't speak Urdu at all, so he had to pick up all his Urdu after coming here. But it's not easy for people to, you know, easily accept us. And plus, you know, our bhais don't encourage very many Pakistanis to interact with us. Like, each time, you know, we have to be careful. Like, even if I want to go over to my neighbors and speak to her, I have to be careful that she shouldn't get into trouble. Because, you know, like, after I come back to my house, the bhai will go over to her place and try and find out why I was there. So it just kind of means that I'm in trouble for her. So I just kind of try and avoid situations. I mean, for that matter, both of us.
Are you looking forward to the day when your husband is reassigned to another post?
Yeah, I mean, you know, no, it's not that I'm having a bad time, you know. It's like we've kind of enjoyed a stay here, but of course I look forward to going back to India.
Lamet Hassan is an Indian blogger living in Islamabad, Pakistan. Thank you very much for your time. Nice to meet you.
Thanks so much.